We have an update on a story we reported last month. Over the weekend, Philadelphia police announced they'd found the remains of LaToya Figueroa. She'd been missing from her West Philadelphia neighborhood since mid-July. Her former boyfriend was arrested and charged in the deaths of the pregnant woman and her unborn child. NPR's Farai Chidea has more.
Philadelphia City Councilman Juan Ramos is LaToya Figueroa's cousin. He was with other members of her family when police recovered her body.
It was very, very difficult for us and the family to journey to the city of Chester outside of Philadelphia early Saturday morning to witness where she was dumped by a murderer. However, I think we're starting to realize that this is the, you know, that we're getting some closure.
Councilman Ramos worked hard to publicize a $100,000 reward for information about LaToya Figueroa. A group of bloggers also began questioning why missing women of color didn't get the same attention as missing white women.
But in this case, after a community came together, families came together in Philadelphia, the media did eventually pick up on it, and the media did become then a very important medium to put out the news.
Blogger Richard Blair helped generate coverage. Today, his site, allspinzone.com, includes a memorial to LaToya Figueroa. Like the councilman, he sees his work as part of a shared effort to move the case forward.
Word that we kept putting out on the blog, the pressure from the media, plus the police department, all kind of came together as one big push. So, yes, I think that the blog was successful in driving the story to a conclusion.
The conclusion is one nobody wanted. But Blair hopes the case provides a model for collaboration between traditional and online media.
Between the media and the different blogs that picked up this story, there was a tremendous synergy that the LaToya Figueroa story could not have had in any other case.
LaToya Figueroa's funeral is scheduled for later this week. Among the relatives she leaves is a 7-year-old daughter. Farai Chidea, NPR News.
Thanks for joining us. That's our program for today. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.